Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The wheels are off the Democrats' wagon. And I ask often on this very program if you'd like to switch parties with the party of lynching of Negroes. And I say, most of you would say no, you would not. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I would not want to be a Democrat today. I've said it before, I'll say it again, because I get reminders all the time. It's funny. Go back and listen to shows, and it sounds like, oh, Kevin, was this a show from 4 days or 10 days ago or 15 days ago? No, it's a new show. It's a new show with new information as to why I wouldn't want to have to be a Democrat and wake up every morning trying to figure out how to get myself out of problems of my own creation. Oh, my goodness, where do we start? Well, let's connect some dots. First, there's their leader, their fearless leader, Joe Biden. And let me tell you something, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden is a complicated, brain-dead dingbat. Biden has his own problems as people want to know if he's all there. I'm just saying, forget about policy. Let's not even get into that. This guy has massive world problems, and he's out in left field. I'm going to go into some of the policy issues because I think you do need, we can recap. I won't stay on them long. But here he is talking about a dead dog. And I want you to understand everything going on in the world. And here's what Joe Biden wants to comment on.
I got a call one night. A woman said to me, obviously not of the same persuasion as I was politically, called me and said, there's a dead dog on my lawn. And I said, yes, ma'am. I said, have you called the county? He said, yes, they're not here. And I said, well, I'll get them in the morning. She said, I want it removed now. I pay your salary. So I went over. I picked it up. She said, I want it out of my front yard. I put it on her doorstep.
You know what's sad about that story? You don't know if Joe Biden's telling it like it's one of them corn puff stories or the kids with my hairy legs, they'd rub them, they turn blonde in the sun or whatever. You don't know. We were shot at and I pinned the medal on the guy. Did we play that Biden montage of lies that the guy told? For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, the other day we played 5 Biden lies he told during the campaign that were blatant lies. He marched in the civil rights movement. He went to go free Mandela. I mean, on and on and on. And by the way, he contradicts his own lies. So when you hear a story like that, you don't know whether the dude's just lost it. That's just Joe Biden being Biden, as they say. Wow, man. Again, I ask you, would you want that guy to be the leader of anything you do? If Joe Biden said, hey, listen, we're going to have a little gathering at the park, and would you go? Would you trust him? We asked the question the other day because it was a meme. It was a meme. And it had Joe Biden in a pilot outfit, and you were getting on, a plane. And the meme was, would you want to fly on this aircraft if you saw this? And, you know, what's funny about it, it's meant to be a joke, but it isn't funny. Because if I saw that Joe Biden was my pilot, I would get off the plane. I don't think I'm alone. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I like Donald Trump. I'm not crazy about him. I don't think Trump is the end-all, be-all. But if he were as obtuse as Joe Biden, if he said the stuff that Joe Biden said, I would leave him with a quickness. I wouldn't tell people I voted for him with the stuff that Joe Biden's done. And speaking of which, this is a poll. Believe me, we got a lot to talk about today. Polling, we're going to be talking about BLM, we're going to be talking about drug overdoses, we're going to be talking about polling about gays, we're going to be talking about Clinton, we're going to be talking about white black guys shooting at white guys you know, and stuff like this. And I'm gonna, all of it is going to show you the level of crazy that Democrats have. But let me just tell you, let's begin just on this one issue, Biden's cognitive abilities. Most voters, this is from Rasmussen. This is not Kevin Jackson. This is not Fox News, or Fox Snooze, as I like to call them. This is not some right-wing conspiracy group. This is Rasmussen, who people will go, oh, well, they're conservative. No, they're not. Rasmussen, I look at their polling all the time. A lot of times it's a lot of Democrats. They poll more Democrats than Republicans because we don't answer polls. But here's what they say. Most voters believe that Biden's mental abilities have declined since he took office. Two-thirds agree with GOP members of Congress who have urged Biden to take a cognitive test and release the results. Let me tell you, people, I want to explain something to you right now. I don't want to get all Martin Luther King on you, but I do have a dream that Biden would take that test and that that test would make everybody free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. You get what I'm saying? That's pretty good, King. I mean, I'd get to the mountaintop today. Anyway, new national telephone survey by Rasmussen finds that 42% of likely voters are confident Biden is physically and mentally up to the job. 27% are very confident. 56% are not confident, including 45% who are not confident at all. So understand this. 27% are very confident, but 45% are not confident at all in Biden's ability to do to perform his task as it will as a stool pigeon, as puppet. They're not even confident he could be a good puppet. You know what I mean? That's, forget doing the actual job, man. What else do you need to hear? We're only talking about his cognitive abilities. And this is what I tell everybody. I explain this because I want you to get this and not think of it as a joke. There comes a point in your evolution as a human being where things go downhill fast. And I'll use my particular grandfather as an example. My grandfather, up until he was probably 85 years old, was absolutely physically fit. He was a specimen. I mean, he wasn't like built like a Greek god or anything, but he was cognitive. In a period of 2 years, I watched this man go from being there, being physically and mentally having it, to being a shell of himself. It happened within 2 years. You probably all experienced this with some loved one, somebody you really cared about. This is Joe Biden, folks. We're going to watch this guy age in dog years. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The problems for Democrats are too many to mention. I just covered Captain Demento and his cognitive abilities and the polling on it. It's horrendous. Overwhelmingly, people believe Joe Biden should take a cognitive test, but not only that, he should reveal it. Can you imagine if they had to reveal, if the Democrats had to actually tell us, yep, it's a fact, Joe Biden's an idiot. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Ooh, they would have to admit what we already know. And you know what? We're finding out what we already know, aren't we? We're finding out that Hillary Clinton is the one who started the whole Russian collusion nonsense. Does she admit to it? Of course not. She's trying to seize the day. We'll talk more about this because it's worth covering. I want to stay on the Bidens for just a bit. So people know, what we would learn about Joe Biden. It would validate everything we told the Democrats before this man was appointed in the big coup. And oh, by the way, Trump came out and made a statement. I'm not going to surprise you by this. He says, not only are you going to find out Russian collusion was not, I had nothing to do with it. Hillary Clinton was behind it. That Hunter Biden really isn't a Renaissance man, but a crackhead. You're going to find out that I got cheated out of the election. I just heard there's a liberal site that won't let people sell the cup where Donald Trump says, Joe, you know I beat you. That's how scared they are. Let's just say that it was a joke. Let's say Joe Biden really did beat Trump, which he didn't. But let's say he did. They can't even take a joke. That's how much the narrative has to stay. Oh, no, 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 don't you do that. And everything they're trying to do, as I said, they get up every morning. They can't get up every morning with a purpose. I'm talking about leftists. They can't get up with a purpose. Because with a purpose, you have to have a clear conscience. You have to be really working towards solutions. Do you think these people get up in the morning going, ooh, let's go solve some problems? Let me tell you what leftists get up in the morning doing. They get up in the morning after having a horrendous night sleeping, because you can't sleep soundly when you're an evil scoundrel like they are. And they get up in the morning going, what are we going to have to cover today? What fires are we going to have to put out? And oh, by the way, what bombs are we going to have to throw in a different direction while we do something else? They cannot focus on doing what's right. And here's a dirty little secret. Pay attention, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists don't want to do what's right. The Democrats are going to get crushed in the midterms. And while that's going, there's a firm understanding with the Democrats of everything that's at stake, Joe Biden wants to replace Jimmy Kimmel as a comedic hack. He's telling dog jokes. He's taking selfies. First of all, okay, if you want a selfie with Joe Biden, fine. I get it. Maybe you didn't have a good daddy situation growing up. I don't know. Or grandpa. Maybe you were molested by your grandpa and you want to take a picture with Joe Biden. But whatever the reason, Joe Biden should be too busy than going out trying to, oh, listen, there's more than 8 people here. We've got ourselves a rally. He relishes when people want to get next to him because it doesn't happen very often. Folks, I don't have to go into too much policy for you to understand Joe Biden is in big trouble. The Democrats are in big trouble. I'm going to give you some poll numbers here in a second. And that's all I have to bring up. You already know a lot of them. You're going, Kevin, I know the poll numbers are bad. Yeah. Lowest ever. And I want you to understand about polling. Whatever numbers I give you, it's still weighted in favor of leftists. You ready? The biggest gap in disapproval for Joe Biden was 19 points, meaning the number of people who approved, 39. Under 40, that's the low watermark. 40 is the low watermark. He's under it. You want to know how many disapprove? Well, you know the math. If you can add 19 to 39, 58% of this country disapprove. And that's skewed to the left. It's probably 62%. I bet it's more than that. Doesn't get any better for Congress, folks. 47% differential. 15% approve of Congress, 62% disapprove. And for the record, more disapproval of Republicans and Democrats. Not to say that the Democrats are getting to skate. It's just that Republicans, when they are polled, look at Congress and they measure based on Mitch McConnell. Yeah. So see, we aren't skewed. We know when somebody's not representing us, and Mitch McConnell doesn't represent us. But Congress as a whole, 15% approval. You want change in Congress. By the way, a GOP congressman died the other day. I think he was like 59 years old or something like that. He was relatively young. I would venture to tell you, I'd go ask the question, did he take the Wu flu, the death poke? Because if anybody takes that death poke, yeah, the life changes as they know it. Not for the better either. Oh, speaking of that, let me give you guys a real scenario. So I'm talking with a lady who works on a hotline, a medical hotline. She told me swear this is a true story. She's vaccinated, by the way. She says, when people call the hotline and they ask, should they take the test? Should they take the shot? She says, I tell them it doesn't matter. She goes, people that get the shot go into the hospital. There's no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated. I'm telling you point blank what she said. I should have recorded her. She said, there's no difference. He goes, whatever I tell you, the advice isn't going to matter. Get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. The numbers don't matter. She says, I've been vaccinated, I've got COVID. Two people in the room said they got vaccinated, they got it. I could go on. It doesn't matter. And by the way, that is going to be one of the major problems of the Democrats going forward. So anyway, here's the deal. It was country on the right track. Upside down, plus 33. I don't have the actual numbers. But more people, it was in the 60s. 60-something percent of people said the country was on the wrong track versus 30% of people saying we're on the right track. Raw numbers. So for those of you who say, Kevin, but they're still going to cheat, let me tell you something. The Democrats hope you believe that. They shot both barrels with Dominion and all these other companies before. Whoever helped them cheat, they can't do it anymore. They don't have the appetite for it any longer. You can't cheat when everybody hates you. And that's what Democrats and rhinos are facing today, folks. Universal hatred. So hang in there. They want you to not vote. They want you to be demoralized because that would make it easy. You going to vote? Let me tell you, it backfired. I don't know of a Republican who voted last time who isn't more determined this time to vote. And I'm going to tell you something. I will take my own number two pencil. I'm not using your marker. You're going to record my vote. And we're going to follow up. James O'Keefe is still exposing these clowns, and there will be more. True the Vote's Working Hard, Catherine Engelbrecht, many others. Got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Germany says it's scrapping its plans for the Nord 2 pipeline after Russian President Vladimir Putin started sending troops into Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he decided to reassess the certification of that pipeline. He said, in light of most recent developments, we must reassess the situation, in particular regarding Nord Stream 2. The situation has fundamentally changed. It's the first significant economic consequence for Putin's Russia after the escalation of that conflict in Ukraine. The U.S., EU, and U.K. also promised formal economic sanctions later today. President Joe Biden has begun interviewing candidates to succeed Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. Top names said to be under consideration include Ketanji Brown Jackson, who serves on the U.S. Court of Appeals for D.C., California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, and Michelle Childs, federal district court judge based in Columbia, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News. The United States Supreme Court brought a formal end to former President Donald Trump's request to block the release of White House records sought by the Democrat-led congressional panel investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. The court's decision to formally reject Trump's appeal follows its January 19th order that led to the documents being handed over to the House of Representatives Investigative Committee by the federal agency that stores government and historical records. A federal jury has now found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. The men pled not guilty to one count of interference of rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were each charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm in relation to a federal crime of violence. The McMichaels and Bryan were already convicted in state court of murdering the 25-year-old black jogger and are serving life sentences. The McMichaels are also not given the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If there are three issues that I think people are looking for answers on, it's COVID, and what has been the Biden answer on that? It's the economy, and it's crime. And yeah. How do they speak for themselves on those three issues so that they stand out?
Let's remember the three C's here, Donnie. COVID. Well, crime, cost of living. Okay. Those are the three issues. Democrats, COVID, crime, cost of living. Write it down on your blackboard. Write it down on your hand. COVID, crime, cost of living. Those are the three issues, Donnie, that people are going to be talking about. And when they step into the voting booth, that's what's going to drive the voters who are going to determine whether Republicans control the House and Senate or Democrats control the House and Senate.
That was Joe Scarborough just stepping all over Mika Brzezinski. She explained, it's COVID, the economy, and crime. Pay no attention to her. Allow me to mansplain. It's COVID, crime, and cost of living, the three C's. Love it. You think it's that simple? Let me tell you something. There's a lot more that's going to be involved in this. And this is what's funny to me is that the Democrats want to boil it down to this. But let me tell you, the bigger issues here are trust. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They say that's what the Republicans are going to determine, Republicans versus Democrats in the midterms. COVID, cost of living, and crime. Okay, let's just pretend that that's the case. What's going to be the Democrats' answer to all of them? You think that the cost of living is going to be blamed on Trump or some, you know, some wily Republican? You think crime is going to be blamed on Trump? You think the Wu flu, a.k.a. COVID, is going to be blamed on Trump? What's going to be blamed on Trump? What of those three things can be blamed on you and I? How do you think people are going to respond to those three things? If you had to take a poll today, who would you want dealing with these issues? Would you want Democrats or Republicans? There you go. Now, before we get more into that, because I'll talk about that more in the next hour, I want to talk about something else. I've been telling you the Democrats' woes, and we've talked about in terms of Biden's cognitive capabilities, the polling for that. Then I gave you polling on Joe Biden, the economy, the Congress, etc. I've given you some ideas around what policy positions, and we just talked about three of them. Wu flu, the cost of living, and crime. Democrats can't win there. But see, there's a lot of other things, and let's get back to that trust thing I was talking about. Let's go back to Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, folks, will be back in the news. And this is going to mean the beginning of the end for the Biden administration, and particularly for Joey Demento. I was at the grocery store, and I see the Inquirer all the time. And the one that's up today, you can go look for it yourself, Biden grand jury cover-up exposed. That was the title on the Inquirer. Biden grand jury cover-up exposed. Okay. What was the second, the subtitle? You ready? Truth about Joe and Hunter Biden. The second subtitle, damning bank records seized. Now, I want to remind you, despite the Democrats' claim that Hunter Biden is a reformed crackhead and now a Renaissance man and selling his paintings, the Inquirer is now going, Inquirer, why did I call it the Inquirer? The Inquirer is going, not so fast. Now, before you dismiss them and go, well, Kevin, that's just tabloid media. Tabloid media has done more to expose shenanigans among Democrats than any other media. These guys protect people. The regular media, the fake news media, protects the Bidens. The Inquirer put them on Front Street. And here's the difference. Everybody going through that checkout line seeing it, subliminally or otherwise. The Inquirer, I keep calling the Inquirer, the Inquirer is one of those rags that people actually buy with these sensational headlines. What I'm getting at, folks, is this is the least common denominator voter. This is where the fake news media can't get back at these guys. It's not, this isn't, is it going to come up on my computer? Can social media stop me? Social media can't stop you from going through that grocery store line looking at that. And I'm telling you, I noticed it. I don't even buy the Inquirer. I didn't buy that one. I just took a picture of the cover. Damning bank records seized. That's what it said. And then I said, well, what's going on with this? I wonder, is there a grand jury being impaneled? And I went out and I found a news article. And yes, and of course, we've known this for some time. Remember when Hunter, when they formed this task force, this grand jury, and Hunter was all scared. He was saying, you know, I'm going to be the patsy in all of this. Where is Hunter, by the way? Anybody know? I haven't heard a thing about Hunter Biden. Is he selling his art? Now that Joe Biden really is the big guy, is Hunter Biden gallivanting around the world the way he was when Joe Biden was vice president? Asking for a friend. Because you would think if the Biden family had all these legitimate business interests happening around the world, Hunter would be on planes, and he would be in Ukraine and Russia and China and elsewhere solidifying these deals. But you know what he did? The old crackhead Renaissance guy shifted gears completely. He's making millions of dollars doing international global deals. Okay? And suddenly, he goes, you know what? I don't need those $1 million that I used to get from Burisma in the oil and gas industry. I don't need these millions of dollars of development I was getting from Chinese. I don't need the millions I was getting from Russian oligarchs. I'm going to become a painter. Said no businessman ever. If you were as good at doing your job as Hunter Biden was doing his, and this is under the influence of drugs, mind you, would you stop? I've heard of, they say people, he's a functional alcoholic or functional drug addicts. They're all over Wall Street. People taking crank, people taking coke to stay up, to be able to party, to be able to do whatever they do. There are functional people that are on drugs. They don't last very long, but there are some. And if Hunter Biden is as functional at what he did to build the family fortune for the Bidens, why would he stop? I feel like I'm in A Few Good Men, and I looked in the closet and saw that Santiago's uniform hadn't been packed. And I'm going, if Santiago was supposed to leave the island at 0600, why had he not packed anything? What did you pack, Colonel Jessup? You were only leaving for a day, and you packed, you know, I packed my skivvies, I packed my shabby, blah, blah, but I was going to see my sister, you know. But Santiago had done nothing. He hadn't made a phone call. I feel like I'm running through a few good men again. Because, see, this does not pass the smell test. You couldn't be doing as good of a job as Hunter and getting those kind of deals put together and suddenly stop. Come on, hear me now, people. Listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to hear from you. Would you? If you went out and you were making millions of dollars off Burisma, you had millions of dollars coming from the Chinese, you got a Russian oligarch's wife to give you $3.5 million, I don't know what for, and I'm not even wanting to know, Hunter. I don't need to see the video, baby. But whatever you were doing, why would you stop? To paint? Look, I get it. I get that there's something artistic about doing that kind of a thing. I like to play piano every now and then, but I promise you this. You are not going to pay me millions of dollars to hear me play piano. It's not going to happen. Yeah. So I want to know, what would make Hunter make this transition? And here's the other part of that equation that makes this even more difficult to answer. Hunter was doing this with Joe Biden as VP. Now he can do it with Joe Biden as president. And if you say, well, Kevin, you know, maybe that's the reason why he backed off is because, you know, he's president and it would put up scrutiny. Well, it was scrutiny as a VP. And we all know that the left don't scrutinize themselves. You can operate with immunity. Look at what Pelosi did. I talked about her the other day. She's gone from being worth roughly $12 million in 2008 to being worth over 121.7. Well, I'm going to give you the number. It's not over, but around $121.7 million since, as of February of 2022. You think they're afraid of getting caught or dealing inside or whatever? No, they're not. They operate that way. In your face. They dare you to do so. How dare you say my son was involved with the Russians in illegal activity even though he got $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch and that he's involved in Ukraine when he knows nothing about oil and gas and Burisma paid him millions of dollars. And, of course, he's working with Chinese spies. But that doesn't mean a thing, and we're trying to negotiate this big deal. Yeah, it's in their face. It's in your face. And they just say, okay, go do something about it. Well, there is a grand jury looking into this stuff, and I'm curious to see what happens because it's about time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hunter Biden lit the fuse on the bomb that will destroy the Biden family legacy. But make no mistake about it, Americanskis, Joe Biden is the explosive that the fuse is going to ignite. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. A grand jury has been convened with the scandalous racketeering family known as the Bidens. And I mentioned that I was passing the grocery store, and, well, not passing one, but passing through the line, and I saw the Inquirer And it said, the title was Biden Grand Jury Cover-Up Exposed. And the subtitle was The Truth About Joe and Hunter Biden. And the third subtitle was Damning Bank Records Seized. Now, I didn't look at it. I'm not going to spend the money on the drivel. But I will say this. Headlines are important because they give you that initial thing. And what the inquirer is doing is setting the stage for everybody that walks by to say, you better be paying attention to this dude, Joe Biden. The Biden family had both of them called out. Hunter, it said Joe and Hunter Biden, damning bank record seized. Thanks for being a part of what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And thank you, by the way, for passing along the show to your friends and family and people, because it does help. And, you know, we're trying to make big strides in growing our footprint, particularly our digital footprint. So be sure to go check out the show at the website and download it. That's the way we make most of our money from the radio show. Anyway, let me get back to this. The Democrats have serious woes, and it has to do with their leadership. Joe Biden, a.k.a. Hunter, their egomaniac stepmom and wife, Jill Biden, Nancy Pelosi, who is as obtuse as they come, the woman who's made a fortune, that's becoming news again. So, I could go, as I said, I could go into all the various policies and supply chain, Bidenflation, etc. I don't want to go in it because we've talked about it ad nauseum earlier. But here's what I will tell you. It isn't going to get any better. Everywhere I go, I was in California. Father-in-law's funeral. Talking to various people in the state. And you know what? They're mad. I'm surprised, generally speaking, I'm surprised at the number of non-lefties that I run into in California. It's very shocking at times. Let me get back to these Bidens. London Roberts, the mother of first son Hunter Biden's 3-year-old daughter, testified last week before a federal grand jury in a criminal investigation into the 52-year-old presidential scion, according to a news report. Roberts, age 30, reportedly appeared before the grand jury for several hours on Tuesday of last week. She was photographed outside the courthouse in Wilmington, Delaware, but she wouldn't speak with the reporter. Roberts and Biden's daughter, Navy Joan, was born in August 2018 out of wedlock. Months later, the former stripper hit Hunter Biden with a paternity suit, which was settled in March of 2020, probably after he got that Chinese money. At the time, Biden agreed to pay an undisclosed monthly sum in child support and health insurance premiums. Now, I bring all this up because I want to remind people that this is the stellar group that was going to come in and clean up the White House after the Trump family. Now, let me remind you of this. Donald Trump doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs, doesn't have a child with one of his children who has a baby by a stripper or who married his ex-wife's, his brother's ex-wife or whatever. He has none of these scandals. But we have this going on. Biden looks like freaking Maury when it comes to this, to the White House. And you would think he's pristine clean. And you would think Trump is a drug addict womanizer. And that's what all his sons are. That's how you would see it if you weren't looking carefully. Anyway, Biden, 52, initially challenged the paternity suit, writing in his autobiography, by the way, he got millions of dollars for this book, Beautiful Things, that he, quote, had no recollection of any sexual encounter with Roberts. Well, I don't know what she looks like. It seems like she's a relatively attractive girl, but I will tell you this. Hunter Biden's a crackhead. He probably doesn't remember a lot of his sexual encounters. Anyway, in May of 2019, Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss issued a grand jury subpoena to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank for Biden's bank transactions involving the Bank of China, as well as transactions involving his uncle James Biden and former business partners Devin Archer and Eric Schwerin. Now, let me tell you, if they get this data, you will know what the science is. Let me explain the science. The science is the Biden family is crooked, and pretty much anybody associated with him participated. And right now, the Democrats across every agency of government are doing everything they can. There are fixers out there like Lee Shriver plays in that movie, whatever that show. What's that show he has on Showtime? But he's a fixer. His job is to shut people up, pay them off, kill them if necessary, fix it. And you better know the Democratic Party has enlisted every part of their organization to go follow in behind Hunter and fix it. Good luck with that. This is the guy that leaves laptops for the commies to find. That has porn on it. It has him using drugs. It has him with underage hookers and whatever else. Can you imagine? I mean, I'm just saying. You remember Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction? The dude, after they blew the guy's head off in the back, he had to go fix it and pretend there's nothing there. Dude, there's some good people out there. I don't think you can fix Hunter Biden's problems. That's just my personal opinion. But that's not even the big deal. Clinton's back in the news. I'm going to talk more about her in a bit. You're not going to want to miss it because you haven't heard anything close to what I'm going to tell you. But I want to explain all the problems that the Democrats have going forward for the midterms. What they have going forward as far as losing face. By the way, I think it was one of these late night comedic hacks says Trump is the reason why Americans don't trust the medical establishment. Trump is. Let me tell you, the reason why we don't trust the medical establishment is because of Joe Biden and Fauci the fraud. We don't trust the medical establishment because we know what these people have been doing to us with this stupid Wu flu and the vaccines. So where are we at now? Vaccine mandates under fire. Folks, I was in California, and now it's optional to go in places with the mask. I went in, I literally forgot where I was. I was at the grocery store when I saw the Inquirer article, and I was like, "Where? Oh, my gosh, they aren't wearing masks, because on the door it says, you must wear a mask to enter here. And I didn't have a mask. I left it. And so I was walking in, and I would see other people without a mask, and I'm like, whoa. Then it dawned on me. They just changed the rules. So many of the Californians are like, I ain't wearing a stupid mask. The majority of people in the store didn't have it on. And by the way, unless you know you have a cold or something, if you're wearing that mask, you are a virtue signaler. You think it's still going to get you brownie points. I'm going to ridicule your mask. From now on, I'm not cutting any slack to them. So anyway, these vax mandates and Wu flu is under fire across the country, even in leftist places. They're going to have to back away. And you'll know when we've won, when they take this crap. These 6-foot distancing things and be sure to wash your hands and COVID did this, that, the other. And then finally in the airports, they open it up. They're going to open up the airports. I guarantee you before summer, they will open up the airports. They're going to try to back away. It didn't happen. No, it didn't happen. What about these vax deaths? They aren't going to give you the stats, but let me tell you something. The stories are coming out. We have one. I'll give you a little bit of it. Brandon did not have COVID. This is a lady saying this. His work supplied rapid tests. We have done several throughout the summer and fall. The virus that killed him was likely the mRNA vaccine, said his wife, Chantel Watt. Dude was 34 years old, and he died because he took a stupid shot. Because the test said he had it, and his company goes, you need to get it, whatever reasons. I've told you many of these stories. And you know what? It's our responsibility to know them. I'm going to probably dedicate a page to them on our website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, just so you can keep up with these stories. But the point is, and we'll talk more about Brandon's story in the next hour, the Democrats are in big trouble on multiple fronts. And it is our responsibility to keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.